أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله، ينصر من يشاء، وهو العزيز الرحيم. وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده، ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا، وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. أولم يتفكروا في أنفسهم، ما خلق الله السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى، وإن كثيرا من الناس بلقاء ربهم لكافرون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, the opening ayats of Surah Ar-Rum, we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an al-Kareem, speaking accurately about the events that will happen with regards to the Romans and the Persians, that a time will come in a period of 9 years where the Romans will once again overpower the Persians. And at the end of those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ إِذِن يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. On that day, the believers will rejoice, they will become happy. بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, with the nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could also mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assisted the Romans, His help had come upon them, and they overpowered the Persians. And going further into Islamic history, we will find that the Persians were then destroyed completely by the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and that weakness had set in at that time already, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this preparation for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to overpower them and to bring deen and Islam in that land. However, it also refers to some more important aspects with regards to this ummah, that on that day they rejoiced because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Romans are going to win, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that day the kuffar of Makkah, who had rebuked them in the past, and now it is a day of rejoicing because the Quran had showed its truth. The Quran had showed that whatever it says with regards to the matters of akhirat is even far greater and more important in the life of a mu'min, and obviously that is also the truth and the reality. So the period of 9 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the truth of the Qur'an al-Kareem open, and any kafir of Makkah, any Quraysh of Makkah could have seen the reality and the truth of the Qur'an al-Kareem. So that was another form of nusrat and another form of help that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon the believers. The third form of help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed was, as we discussed yesterday, was Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this news had reached Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims the day when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them the fatah and the victory of the battle of Badr. And of course that was the day when the believers rejoiced, and the nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come down upon them. Hence Allah says, يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah helps whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty. And being Almighty, any person that has the strength, generally there is abuse of his power. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is also Ar-Rahim, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind and most compassionate. Allah gives nations respite and time to think before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His wrath and His anger. Wa'ada Allah, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yukhlifu Allah wa'ada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go against His promise, He does not violate or break His promise. Walakinna aktharan nasi la ya'lamun. Most of mankind does not know about these facts with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here was a promise that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made in the Quran, and that promise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed it to be true. So all the other promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised with regards to akhirat, with regards to the ni'mats of Jannat, etc., all those promises are 100% true beyond any doubt whatsoever. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who are orientated towards this material world, those whose mission, those whose motives, those who have made this dunya their life, and everything of this dunya means everything to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know some aspects with regards to the outer or the apparent parts of the life of this material world. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are many aspects of this material world, there are many things about this dunya as we know the dunya, but obviously we do not know everything with regards to the dunya. The disbelievers, their matters, they only know some parts of this material world, that they think that this world is forever and ever, and they do not know the real reality and the haqiqat of it, but they just know the superficial aspects of this world, how to derive from this world, how to earn a living in this world, how to tilt the land, and that is as far as they will go insofar as this material world is concerned, how to gain political power, military might, that is where it all stops for them. And then Allah says, وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But they are ghafil, they are negligent with matters pertaining to the hereafter, that they do not understand and realize that the hereafter is going to come. The reality of this world, in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. That this dunya is a mazra'a, it is a tilth, it is an irrigating land, it is a land which one will cultivate. And when we cultivate in this world, then obviously we will reap the benefits and the fruits of it in the hereafter. A person plants a seed in the ground, and that seed cannot be seen for many, many years. In this world also, the amal that we plant in this world, those amal we will not see the fruits of it here, but those amal we will see in the hereafter. So as far as the disbelievers are concerned, they just know the superficial aspects, and that also not everything, just some of it that they know, they have knowledge about, and that is where their life will rotate, and that is the maqsad of their life, and they have forgotten the hereafter. So this is the reality of it, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses us also very directly, that we also need to see the reality of this world, the shortness of this life, the coming of the everlasting hereafter, the ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised us, and obviously we need to till the land, and we need to cultivate, and we need to irrigate, and we need to harvest. So that is our maqsad and our objective, that this world is just a temporary abode for us, and our journey is towards the akhirat. So you and I and all of us need to take stock and introspect all the time, otherwise man begins to forget the reality of this world compared to the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.